720. Circle C Trailer Company at 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump visits McAllen, Texas today for a roundtable talk on immigration and border security. He walked out of a meeting with congressional leaders yesterday. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
He asked Speaker Pelosi, will you agree to my wall? She said no. And he just got up and said, then we have nothing to discuss, and he just walked down.
The president tweeting the meeting was a total waste of time. The partial government shutdown over the border wall fight is now in its 20th day. A former commander of the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base is charged with obstruction of justice related to a civilian employee's drowning.
The Justice Department also charging Navy Captain John Nettleton with concealing material facts in the 2015 death of Christopher Turr. The indictment says Nettleton covered up his affair with Turr's wife and that the two men had a fight the night Turr vanished. Turr's body was discovered floating in water off Cuba.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. This is Fox News.
And now even more to love when you're out of love. Introducing Amazon Divorce. Whether you're looking at a settlement of a couple hundred dollars or $137 billion, Amazon Divorce makes it simple. We'll ship your paperwork in 2 days with Amazon Prime. After you've thumbed through reviews on our website from other divorce people like Ben Affleck, Brad Pitt, and Kanye West, give that one time. Fill it out and send it back. Best of all, once you find that special someone again, you'll be absolutely sure she's with you for your charm and looks, and not your money. Just like Jeff Bezos. Amazon Divorce. Next time, find a woman you don't like and just buy her a house.
Listening to this morning radio program will keep you in the pink. Panther, that is. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Careful, monsieur, with me. Do not tangle with me. I'm a trained expert in karate. My hands are lethal weapons.
Jay Scott.
Special delivery, and then, were you expecting one?
Emily Hayes.
You ruined that piano.
What is the price of one piano compared to the terrible crime that has been committed here?
But that's a priceless Steinway.
Not anymore.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Is your dear back?
No.
I thought you said your dog did not bite.
That is not my dog.
It's not just a shot in the dark. It's three men and a lady.
Remember that when duty calls,
you got, boss.
We're trying to get it going here.
Snap out of it.
I'm working on it. Do that again.
Snap out of it.
That's better.
You're so naughty.
From time to time I am. Three Men and a Lady, Greg Bell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes. But we begin on this lovely morning with you.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Getting close to the freeze mark this morning, and I think we'll make it with sunrise at 6:47. The official airport reading, which was automatically sent out at 5:54, the top of the hour, just before the top of the hour, is at 34 now, wind chill factor 29. Sunshine today, chilly, with a high temperature barely up to about 50. North winds at 6 to 12, so not as windy as yesterday. Clear, cold tonight, another freeze. Overnight low temperature ends up somewhere between 28 and 30, first thing tomorrow morning at this time. Good bit of sunshine tomorrow, with a high temperature up to about 54. It's Friday. Becoming cloudy tomorrow night, low 38. Showers likely on Saturday, especially afternoon, and continuing Saturday night. And then on Sunday, showers end early, maybe a leftover shower. High 57, windy, colder Monday. Right now this morning with clear skies, again, temperature is 34. Prattville has 32. Wind chill factor 29. It's 6:11.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook. It's
Mr. Electric presents Three Men and a Lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
This is big news. Which requires the use of the newsroom sound effect. We now know what the most popular condiment is in each of the 57 states. That's our top story this morning. And I'll give you guys an opportunity here. Jay.
Got the mustard on there.
Emily. And Rich will catch up to us in just a moment. You know Alabama. What do you think the most popular condiment in Alabama is?
Condiment,
yeah. And this covers a wide range of different types of sauces and things you can put on a swimmage or a piece of meat.
Barbecue sauce?
Mayonnaise.
Barbecue. Ketchup.
Rich actually came closest. It's Ray's barbecue sauce, specifically.
What? Who?
Ray's?
Ray's.
Like Sweet Baby Ray's?
Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
I've never had it.
Number one in Alabama.
We're talking about barbecue sauces, white sauce, the white sauce from Big Bob Gibson's or Johnny's in Coleman. Oh, so good.
How about Bob Baumhauer's in Montgomery?
Yes.
White barbecue sauce?
Mm-hmm.
Love it. It's also number one in Louisiana and Georgia, so it's kind of a southern thing, though. So Mississippi is not one of the true southern states that...
What have they done?
Trying to figure that out, what they like there. Well, I don't have the whole list pulled up. I've got most of it, but we'll have to look into that. And up north... Nutella is number one in four states. Various types of peanut butter came in first in four states. That's kind of a western thing with Montana, South Dakota, Vermont, and Wyoming. They all like peanut butter best, yeah. And, of course, states that are pretentious, like California and Washington, like Sriracha.
Sriracha?
Sriracha.
I had to tell Rusty in a message here that we're talking about condiments, not condoms.
Well, he recently had a procedure.
Mississippi had French's crunchy toppers, crispy jalapenos.
When I think of French's, I think of what they have. Heinz 57.
That's Heinz. French's yellow mustard. That is popular in Missouri.
Missouri.
Yellow mustard is yellow mustard. If you put five globs of yellow mustard on a plate, mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you one from the other, honestly.
No. Don't you like the spicy mustard?
No. Is it Missouri or Missouri?
On certain sandwiches, yes. I like the spicy mustard. But
on a hot dog, it has to be yellow.
Yesterday, I had a slice of ham and delicious cheddar.
Yeah.
Cracker Barrel cheddar from Food Outlet. And I put just regular yellow mustard on.
Mm. New Hampshire.
Oh, New Hampshire. When it comes to condiments, what does...
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Well, they're a little bit more refined. They like their wishbone balsamic Italian vinaigrette.
Oh, I see.
Wow.
Yeah.
Please pass the Grey Poupon.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Remember that commercial, that
I've
campaign?
I've got it. It's still funny.
Okay, I don't... Wyoming and Vermont both have Skippy Creamy Peanut Butter. How is that
That's
condiment?
That's not a condiment.
Yeah.
Come on.
South Dakota has Jif.
I like Peter Pan.
Must have cheesy moms.
Oregon has coconut oil.
What?
How is that a condiment?
Well, that's...
Oh, that makes sense.
That's Oregon.
Is
that, what does that say to you about Oregon?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Ohio...
has what?
Country Crock Calcium Plus Vitamin D.
What a crock.
Which I guess is just butter. I didn't know butter was a condiment.
Butter.
This is the Grey Poupon ad from the 80s.
Okay.
Pardon me, would you have any Grey Poupon?
But of course.
Oh, thank you. Are you putting Grey Poupon on a wiener?
No, it's not a wiener. It's a frankfurter.
Oh.
Why? Is that a bologna sandwich you're applying my Grey Poupon to?
That's bologna.
Bologna.
Wiener.
Grey Poupon, also in a squeeze bottle.
Fun another thing, Grey Poupon fake everything?
I'm a bit of a classic. I poop on my burger.
I poop on my potato salad. On my kids' lunches. I poop on my fingers.
Grandma.
I guess I poop on my husband's chest.
Grey Poupon. Poop on everything.
I think it was an actual ad. Well played. And don't forget Mr. Electric reminding you that especially on mornings like this, if you've been outside...
It is. It's a bit nipply out. I mean nippy out.
If you're the type of person that likes to use space heaters, first of all, you should never keep one for more than 3 to 5 years. Two, never attach it to a cord or run the cord for the space heater under a piece of carpeting or a throw rug or anything like that. It's bad. Dangerous. And never set them up on the actual floor unless it's brick, cement, something that's fire retardant. They can be very, very dangerous. If you have any issues regarding these types of things, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886, and they'll be happy to help you install something that's safer and probably lower on your electric bill. Mr. Electric, upfront pricing on anything you want done. We have had them out before. We even when we bought the Ring doorbell system, which you can install yourself, ha ha ha. We had them install that for us, and it works beautifully. They do a great job, no matter what it is you need them for. Mr. Electric, 269-8886. Visit them online at MrElectric.com. Who went? Ooh, that sounded like a stomach sound. That's probably Rich. 269-8886 for Mr. Electric. Your local news at 6:18.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. After complaints of celebratory gunfire on New Year's Eve, city officials say they're looking into new solutions to this problem. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says new technology is on the way for the police department. Registered sex offender David Kane was arrested at Davis Elementary School. School officials say Kane was turned away from campus after not being able to provide a valid reason for being there. He later made it inside the school after a visitor opened a door. He is now being held on $15,000 bond. And Prattville police are looking for a missing teen. They say 14-year-old Bradley Blake was last seen leaving his dad's house in Prattville Tuesday. He may be headed to his mom's house in Sylacauga. Police say he was last seen wearing a red hoodie. If you have any information, please call Prattville police. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Yeah, you guys are not going to believe what happened.
What happened?
What happened?
I woke up this morning.
And?
It's Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
Well, so far, that is very believable.
Who do you have?
Well, I brought you the greatest gift of all.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Loud early morning.
Early morning.
Entertainment.
Well, in that case...
Entertain me.
It's showtime.
All right, coming up later this hour, cheap and trashy. Some interesting stuff on the... what's likely to be the most expensive divorce in American history.
Can you imagine that?
And some of the technology connected to it.
Oh, that'll be fun with Alexa.
I have a special song for the belt licker that we heard about yesterday. That's just so weird.
How many hours?
Three, yeah. There's a little Adam Sandler mixed in with that as well. So we've got all kinds of fun and games planned for you this morning, including a conundrum a little bit later and random facts with Jay Scott at 7, followed by the inevitable $10 food outlet pop quiz. Sorry, my popper's
not working.
So, speaking of food outlet, today the group is enjoying downstairs not three slice but four slice BLTs.
I know.
Kaneka bacon and a new kind of tomato they carry.
God, it was so good.
The guy that runs the fresh fruits and vegetables department said, try these. It's a brand new brand they carry. I wish I had the label handy. I'd tell you what it is. I've got it somewhere. I thought they were very flavorful.
Yes, I agree.
And, of course, it, you know, saved on the bread. It's delicious. Pepperidge Farm,
remember?
Sourdough. And, of course, sure fine. The house brand of mayonnaise is on there. And
it sure is fine.
Yes, it is. You'd never know. All right, let's see. Do we have our first traffic report ready at 6:22? We have that. Rich will have the timeline. Today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting and so much more coming up next at 6:22.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Your ride into work or school this morning is going to be a smooth one. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing only one accident on the board right now, and it's on 65 South. That is at South Lawn Drive, south of the Boulevard, so it shouldn't slow you down if you're going around town. The interstates are looking great. Speed limit ride on 85. Also, the 31s are nice and clear this morning. Keep an eye out for the kids and the school buses. At Reinhardt Toyota, shopping is so easy. You can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton. Up close and personal, as he describes his illustrious career in show business, it's Wayne Newton. Recording TV and movie star Wayne Newton live Thursday, February 7th at Impact. The Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show, Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame. Thank you for...
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
It's been raining for weeks. Help!
With all our companies this Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. Two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising shows your investment into the success of your business while keeping you competitive. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This could be one of the strangest stories that we've ever had to cover. A man caught licking a doorbell on video. Here's the surveillance. A homeowner captured early on Saturday morning, and the man hung around the Salinas house for a few hours.
Bizarre may be underestimating the situation.
He's a bell teaser.
The man had an interesting encounter.
There was a camera there.
With their doorbell.
He's a bell pleaser.
That is just weird.
He didn't see. He was a doorbell licker. He liked to lick it, yeah. He did it so long. He made out with his tongue out.
I'll give you the old smoochy smooch kissy wissy.
The timeline for the 10th day of January. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Thank you very much, studio announcer. It is the 10th day of the year. 355 days remain. On National Houseplant Appreciation Day, I don't have a green thumb.
Neither do I.
I've admitted before, I've had plastic plants that have died. But it is National Cut Your Energy Cost Day. And in honor of that, I'm going to turn off half the video wall.
Half of it.
It's National Oyster Rockefeller Day. Yay.
Oh.
That's yummy. 1863, Dateline London. The world's first subway went into operation on this date. 1901, a gusher, a drilling derrick near Beaumont, Texas, produces an enormous gusher of crude oil, coating the landscape for hundreds of feet and signaling the advent of the American oil industry. 1946, first meeting of the United Nations.
Oh.
70 years ago today, in 1949, RCA introduces the 45 RPM vinyl record, which was made with the 7-inch disc. A new standard for records because before that, Mom and Dad had the 78. And it was 10-inch disc and very, very breakable.
Oh, yeah. Very,
very fragile indeed.
Remember my brother was goofing around and broke my mother's copy of Around the World in 80 Days, which
really?
Was a big 50s
yeah.
soundtrack hit. And, boy.
Mom and Dad had just
hundreds of 78s when I was a kid. And by the way, the fidelity of the 78 wasn't that good, even at that speed. 63 years ago in 1956, the fidelity was much better on Heartbreak Hotel with Elvis. This is the day he recorded it, his first million seller. 1964, they weren't around then. The Rolling Stones recorded Not Fade Away in London. The song first recorded by Buddy Holly and became the first Stones U.S. single. We did this song last year on this date, Not Fade Away. 48 years ago in 71, Masterpiece Theater performed on PBS with Alistair Cook. Very proper. He probably had great poupon.
He probably did.
Alistair Cook.
Frank Footer.
He hosted it till 92. Now our song of the day. We've been watching chart activity on the Billboard Hot 100 through various years on this second week of January. This song just entered the top 10, headed for number one in 1978. Dennis DeYoung wrote it, Montgomery's Tommy Shaw on lead guitar and background vocals. How about a little Styx, Come Sail Away?
I'm sailing away, set an open course for the virgin sea.
Somebody that worked with Styx.
Did you? Yeah. Do you still know that person?
I do.
Oh, wow.
Quack, quack. So climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow. On every shore. And I'll try. Oh, Lord, I'll try.
All right, bring it on home. You ready?
To care.
Minutes if we had 6 minutes, but we'd bump up against TV time. Styx for you this morning from 1978 with that Montgomery, Alabama connection. 1982 on this day, Paul Lynde mysteriously drowned in his swimming pool, either under the influence of alcohol or maybe a heart attack. He was only 55. On Bewitched, he was Uncle Arthur, but I'll always remember him as the center square on Hollywood Squares.
So funny.
He was hilarious. If you go to YouTube and put in his name, you'll get a montage of his Hollywood Squares responses. 36 years ago in 1984, big ad campaign, Wendy's Where's the Beef, started with Clara Peller. It was as big as What's in Your Wallet or He Went to Jared. It was a big, big campaign. 36 years ago in 1983, Fraggle Rock debuts on HBO.
Oh, Fraggle Rock!
By the way, kids, HBO stands for Home Box Office. Nobody says that anymore. 1994, oh no, Lorena Bobbitt went to trial in Manassas, Virginia. She had cut off her husband's, let's say manhood for radio with a kitchen knife while he slept, by the way, and then tossed it out her speeding car. Police found it. Doctors reattached it.
Fortunately, it was thrown into a snow drift, which helped
preserved
it.
Yeah. 20 years ago, 1999, The Sopranos premiered on Home Box Office. It ran for 6 seasons before ending and going to black with Don't Stop.
Never forget watching that, saying, What just happened?
I saw that they're doing like a prequel series about Tony as a kid.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I've never seen this.
That would be kind of like what they did with The Godfather, Godfather 2, where they went back even further to the Marlon Brando character and his arrival in New York and all that.
With Dad coming into the United States and when he arrived at Ellis Island, too. 19 years ago in 2000, Melissa Etheridge revealed to Rolling Stone magazine that David Crosby fathered her by artificial insemination, her child, Julie Cypher. Also on that day in 2000, AOL Time Warner formed, one of the biggest media mergers in history. On this date, 3 years ago, now that we're in 2019, English singer-songwriter David Bowie died from liver cancer in New York City 2 days after releasing his new album, Backstar. On his 69th birthday, he died.
2018, Jeff Bezos becomes the second man worth $100 billion as his wealth hits $106 billion due to his Amazon shares. Well, yesterday, of course, as we've mentioned, his impending divorce, we're going to talk about it a little while after 25 years. Somebody's going to get a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Birthdays, Pat Benatar. Let's hit her with our best shot. She's 66 today.
My friend Ashley had a cat named Cat Benatar.
Oh, no.
That is clever.
That's so good.
Oh, Cat Benatar.
Cat Benatar.
Love is a battlefield. George Foreman is very, very wealthy. Not as much as the Amazon guy, but he is very wealthy at age 70. Donald Fagen, the last remaining member of the duo, Steely Dan, is 71. Rod Stewart, happy birthday, Rod. The bod is 74 today. Jim Croce died in 1973. He would have had a birthday today. Who knows what music that we've missed since he died. Who knows?
Great,
he just made
great song.
Incredible. He was 29 years old when that plane took off in Nacogdoches, Louisiana. They were on tour. Ray Bolger would have had a birthday today. You know they wanted to cast him as the Tin Man, but he is the epitome of the...
Cowardly Lion.
The Cowardly Lion. The
Scarecrow, rather.
Scarecrow. He's the best.
Pardon me.
In fact, he kept saying, I am the Scarecrow. I am that character. And they gave it to him eventually. 15 days we are till the River Region Royal wedding.
What?
Some people are already warming up their car. 23 days till Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
We're 26 days until Mardi Gras season begins. Fat Tuesday is actually 54 days away. 34 days till Valentine's. 59 days till the time changes. We spring forward. First MLB game of the new season is 77 days away. That's your timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Already freezing in Prattville, getting close to the freeze mark here at Montgomery with 34 last time I looked. And our forecast for today, sunshine, chilly. High temperature barely up to about 50. North winds at 6 to 12 miles per hour. Clear, cold, another freeze tonight. Low temperature by this time tomorrow morning, let's say 28 to 30, somewhere around there. Good bit of sun tomorrow. It's Friday, high 54. Cloudy tomorrow night, low 38. Showers becoming likely Saturday, especially by afternoon, and through Saturday night, with Sunday's high around 57. Chance of a leftover shower early. Windy and colder Monday. Right now, oh, by the way, if winter weather fans, if you like the idea of winter weather, you'll want to check out my morning video this morning as we look beyond the mountain, through the crystal ball, at the possible opening of the Arctic floodgates by the end of this month. We'll track it for you on my morning video.
End of this month, like January 26th, end of this month, or like closer to the beginning of February?
Maybe arriving somewhere around the 24th. Oh, boy. Like I said, some people are already warming up their car. Right now, we have clear skies, wind chill factor 29, the temperature 34 at 637.
Ready to get out of town? Open a vacation savings account with ASE. Go ahead and set that money aside so when you're ready to feel the sand in your toes, your vacation is already paid for. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Doesn't matter what the temperature is outside, if you would like to add a screened-in enclosure to your home, Jones Brothers can set it up so it's usable year-round, even in the coldest weather of the year or the hottest. They have now invented a new roofing material that reflects the heat back into the sky so it doesn't turn into a sauna on the hottest days, a ceiling fan or a fan in the room, and you're going to be nice and comfortable. And gives you a little extra space to relax. You can put a TV in there, turn it into a recreation area, have room for the kids or grandkids to play. Jones Brothers can make that happen, along with the replacement windows and doors. That's what I got for my birthday, was a screen door for my bathroom. And I love it, especially this time of the year, because I can leave it open, let fresh air get in the house, and get rid of the... For some reason, there's a smoky smell in certain parts of it. Make that go away. And, of course, replacement or repair of a roof, nobody's got more experience or better reputation over seven decades than Jones Brothers. Call them at 800-264-8009. 800-264-8009, or look over their entire portfolio of accomplishment, including the solidity of their guarantee, because they've redone a couple of jobs to make sure they left behind a 100% satisfied customer, at jbroof.com.
The dot com.
We got the Cheap and Tragic coming up. I guess you would call it a high-tech approach to an expensive divorce. Some Good Morning Maroon nominees today. And I'm ready to pounce like a cat and a mouse. We're talking about words that are going on.
Like collusion.
Words to banish.
Yeah. Banish forever.
Yeah, some of these are interesting. Can you think of some more that need to go out of?
We'll talk.
If I had more time, I could probably, yeah.
Let's see.
Ghosting grapple.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Time now is 6:40. It's a new year and a new chance to reboot English, because our language could really use a nice cleanup.
Yeah, a college in Michigan just put out its annual list of words and phrases that we need to banish. Some of the best ones. Hit me in the face. Some of the best ones are wheelhouse, ghosting, yeet, and collusion.
You have to say it like, yeet. Like that.
What is yeet?
I looked it up on Urban Dictionary. We'll get to that a little bit later. We're going to bring in Three Men and a Lady at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Isn't yeet that stuff you got to move between your toes?
What?
No. What?
Yeet.
That should be banned then.
No, that's not it.
Jam.
In addition to, and I agree, like some of these words have become cliche and annoying, like wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Clemson is a word I don't want to hear.
That's a good one.
I don't want to hear
Clemson
anymore.
Yeah, right.
It should be banned.
But collusion for sure, right? If I hear collusion,
everything is
time,
collusion.
Yeah.
Everything.
Right.
This show is a collusion of talented people with camaraderie.
There was a pause. There was a pause.
Oh, man.
I looked up yeet, by the way.
What is yeet?
Oh, turns out that it has past tenses. It is.
What does it mean?
Yacht.
Yeeted?
It's a high of yacht.
Does it mean throwing something?
No, it says it's yacht. I don't see yeeted.
Oh,
but
okay.
There are two definitions. One, it says it can be used as an exclamation of victory. And then the other is a battle cry or focus shout while throwing or hitting someone. So that's why I did the
yeet.
Yeet you in the face.
Or did you yacht him?
Or I yacht him a few minutes ago.
He sheer it.
So you learned something new.
I thought it was a dance. Let's everybody do the yeet. I realize I'm on the older end of the demographic chain here.
Let me try to grapple with that.
Oh, goodness.
See if you can wrap your
Jenny,
head around
back to
that.
You.
Ryan threw it to you.
I don't know. I don't know. What do I...
Thanks, Jay. We'll be back with Jay in just a moment.
No, there's one... there's a phrase I hate in... I'm not a fan of it in advertising. That's right.
That's right.
Every time you say a phrase, and then you have to repeat it by saying, that's right, and then repeat the thing again. Not a fan of that.
Redundancy.
Mine tends to be part of the whole email isms that you wish would stop. Like, let's circle up later.
Let's table this conversation.
Hit me up
yeah.
later.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, right?
Ghosting is one that's because that's bad behavior in addition to being an annoying word. That's when you suddenly stop communicating with somebody.
Oh, is that what ghosting is?
They just totally vanish.
Yeah.
Somebody
turns
to
a ghost.
I thought that was unfriend.
Well, you kind of stay in touch, but they don't know you're watching.
Let me grapple with that.
The optics of this are escaping me.
Ryan was thrown out to zingers last hour to me, and I'm still stinging.
Yeah. Hey, but you got a four slice bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. What did Ryan have?
I did. Ha ha.
Glad to see your resentment and bitterness have gone away.
By the way, last night we had our weekly gathering at Bomb Hours, and somebody volunteered that if I make breakfast, they had volunteered to bring it from here to the television station for you.
Oh, wow. Oh.
So I'm going to work that out with
Does
Rosie.
Does that mean that they're going to eat it on the way, though?
No.
No, if it's Rosie, she's trustworthy.
There needs to be a serving in there for them.
Well, Rosie, okay. Our friend Rosie's volunteered.
Yeah.
She says they look so underfed on that TV station. Yeah.
It'll be a big casserole of zeet.
Of what?
And then I will yeet everybody out of the way.
She'll yeet us right all under the table.
No. Bless it.
All right, guys. We will talk to you tomorrow morning.
Table this and we'll do it. We'll circle back around tomorrow.
We'll circle after you later.
That's right.
We'll ghost you until then.
Absolutely. If you want to hear more from the 3 Men and a Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
And there's...
And of course, why wouldn't you want to hear more of 3 Men and a Lady? All right, where are we here? Since it's on delay, I always like to look at their facial expressions after they cut away. Right. They look like they're having a good time.
Oh, I think
I think they are.
I think it's getting more natural every day.
Yes. I would like to take them breakfast one day. Like,
and then show up in their shot. Yeah. You'd have to coordinate that with that person that sends us that email every day. John, their producer.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You could let him in on it, and then somebody would have to answer their door.
Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you.
All right.
I can make sausage balls and take them over there. Oh, but they want your breakfast. They don't want my breakfast.
I think they want a breakfast.
Anything other than what comes out
of
the
Well, what would you serve them? Like, you have to think. They've seen so many of your breakfasts, courtesy of Rich.
If I started early enough, I could make them a huge omelet big enough for three people.
Oh, yeah, that's an idea. That's an idea. They would love that.
And then you guys would get your... bologna sandwiches that morning.
I don't mind a bologna sandwich.
I'll just have zeet.
I think tomorrow, without question, it's going to be chilly.
Yes.
Not the weather, but the breakfast. With all your favorite...
Speaking of the weather and being chilly, yesterday there was a word of the day that Rich couldn't say, but today Rich can say the word of the day.
I can say the word of the day all day. It's cloud. It's our bobblehead word of the day. If you want a Rich and Shane bobblehead, that's the word you need to know, and you go to News Talk 93.1 website and... click on bobbleheads and it says what's the word. You put it in and you put in your email address and you could be a random winner.
That is right, and that word again is cloud,
which there won't be any today.
At the end of the Chapman Trash Show, your Baumhauer's winning word for today, so you can win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, redeemable at other location on the boulevard where we gathered last night. And it's kind of a somber evening. I think there was some lingering angst from the game.
Oh.
And then apparently the Clemson fans were cheap chippers and cheap dippers too. That's just a rumor I heard.
Oh.
Yeah, on Monday night. That word will be worth redeemable this afternoon between 3 and 6, and we'll tell you what it is right after the Cheap and Trashy. First, so let's take a look at the roads.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
If you're out driving to work or school this morning, you've got smooth sailing. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing the traffic moving really smooth on all the 31s. The interstates are pretty much a speed limit ride except at I-65 and the Highway 80 exit towards the airport. There's a multiple car accident at that entrance ramp. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has a bright, fresh new look and currently has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton, 270-9177. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery's Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. We'll be more productive if we don't hit the snooze bar. If you made a New Year's resolution to get up earlier, but you just can't get out of bed, do I have an alarm clock for you? It's called the Ruggie.
and it's an alarm clock built into a rug that you keep at the foot of your bed. The only way to turn off the alarm is to stand on the ruggie for 3 seconds. So you literally have to get out of bed to silence it. And once you do, it plays motivational quotes or funny jokes to get your day started on the right foot. King Solomon would have thought the ruggie was a great idea. He couldn't stand procrastination or laziness. In Proverbs 26:14, he said, "As a door swings back and forth on its hinges, so the lazy person turns over in his bed." Nobody wants to be that guy. So why don't we set our alarm clocks across the room tonight? That way, we'll have to get out of bed to turn them off in the morning, and we won't need to buy a ruggie. We'll be more productive if we don't hit the snooze bar, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint, centeringlives.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Winter has arrived, and that means it's time to get ready for the fast-approaching spring season. Ace has everything you'll need to get a jump on your spring task list. We can custom mix paint, cut window glass, repair window screens, and much more. Lawn care products? We've got you covered. Privacy fence in need of repair? We have treated lumber and the hardware to help with that project, too. So don't wait till the last minute, and come on down to Capital City Ace Hardware, located at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer, and on behalf of our entire team at AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, I'd like to wish all of our friends and customers a Happy New Year. We hope you've enjoyed your holidays and wish you many blessings and great success in 2019. And most importantly, we'd like to thank you for your business this past year. Delivering custom decorated apparel and promotional products on time at a competitive price with great customer care is our mission. And as a business owner, there's nothing better than to see a satisfied and smiling customer as they receive their order. So thank you for allowing us to help you smile this past year. It's our intention to deliver plenty more in 2019. You can contact us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 and our Prattville office at 361-2133. Or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties for over 30 years.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
After the holidays, there's no better place to save big than Target. Right now, Target has great deals on...
Who cares? Beyonce shops there. Did you see the Instagram pic?
Yes, it's Queen B.
To Target today.
Are you serious? I'm going right now! OMG, I'm going with you! Do you think we'll see Beyonce there?
Shop at Target because...
Beyonce!
If only Beyonce had shopped at Sears, they would totally avoid bankruptcy.
I just heard the future, and it's grim.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And it's the biggest divorce of the year and maybe ever, as the Bezos, Jeff and his wife, are splitting up. He is currently worth $140 billion.
Let's see, divided by two.
The interesting thing in their announcement was, after 25 years of marriage, we have been looking into... love explorations or some...
What?
It was their very casual and snooty way of saying they've been seeing other people on the side.
You know, when Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin broke up, that was a conscious uncoupling, is what they called it.
Which means they're seeing other people. But it could be also a high-tech divorce.
When it's time for your marriage to call it quits, you need Alexa, divorce attorney.
Alexa, I need a divorce.
I can do that for you. Would you like a standard or two-day divorce?
Alexa takes care of your case from A to Z.
I have recorded everything in the house. Your wife cheated on you on Tuesdays between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
That's when the grocery delivery guy comes!
You ain't kidding, mister.
Alexa will also represent you in court.
You may be seated. I read your briefs.
Would you like to buy some briefs from Amazon Prime?
What?
Order. Order.
Ordering Hanes jockey briefs. X. X. L. Would you like to order anything else?
Alexa, divorce attorney.
Would you like me to badger the witness?
That's good.
Sometimes order what celebrities make for their endorsement. Samuel L. Jackson pulls down eight figures a year for those Capital One commercials. That annoy the crap out of me.
I need to bump up my talent fees.
And he said, again? I don't know, this is about 7 or 8 years ago. He had said something that I found so repugnant that I canceled my Capital One card. And when they asked, why are you canceling your account? I said, because your spokesperson is a, well, I don't need to go into it here. He's just a...
What's not in your wallet?
Yeah. Melissa McCarthy. Yeah, never mind. That's boring. Here's one that's good, though. Jerry Seinfeld hates Jimmy Kimmel's guts.
Whoa, why?
He's jealous, he says.
I find it hard to believe. First of all, you know, Seinfeld, if he doesn't do another show for the rest of his life, will make more money than Jimmy Kimmel could ever dream of making.
Yeah, for sure.
Just off Seinfeld. But people do believe that there's envy involved with this. I just think Kimmel's one of the comics that's making comedy so tough these days because they're so interested in not hurting anybody's feelings that they're really not funny. Kimmel has never done Comedians in Cars, Getting Coffee, a show now 10 seasons in. He also took a shot over Kimmel during his tribute to David Letterman a while back. Has Letterman gotten rid of that beard that looks like his...
I can't get past
him. He looks like a mountain man.
I can't take him seriously. I can't look at him. I can't listen to him. I don't want to.
No. He's like a crazy uncle or something. We talked about Woodstock, you know, this being the 50th. They are going to do one. But they say it's not going to suck like Woodstock 99 20 years ago.
Woodstock 99 shouldn't have happened. 94 was fine. But then, you know, you come back 5 years later and you book a bunch of, like... anger doo-doo rock. Of course everybody's going to set things on fire to Limp Bizkit. Come on.
It'd be funny if they did Woodstock 50 with some of the original.
That would be cool.
That should be what they do.
There are 40 acts that are going to be there. And there's still people around that could go back, like Creedence.
Well,
Daltrey says The Who will not do it, but you could see some of the folks that were there the first time.
Carlos Santana.
Possible, I would think.
I think that's the proper way to celebrate.
They plan to limit the number of passes sold to 100,000, but that was the problem the first time. Everybody just decided to go.
They went over the gates. The gates came down. And
and a Motley Crue fan, also a potential Morning Maroon nominee, has blamed Kickstart My Heart for getting a speeding ticket.
What?
Yeah. I do remember, like in my vet days and stuff, there were songs, if I heard them coming on the air, I might find myself moving a little faster. Feeling Stronger Every Day was always a good speeding song.
That's a good one.
It was a highway star.
Hey, Rich, how about you and me? Yesterday, Donnie Turner listens to the show, and I'm very proud that our sponsors do listen to what we do. And he's heard me talking about 3 days and how embarrassed I am. I have a part of my car carrying around in the bag.
Yeah.
Because I've been to him so many times in the last few months, I just couldn't bring myself to do it again. So guess who was waiting for me yesterday at 9 o'clock? Parked behind my car.
Here?
Yeah, he came to the station.
So he does. So he is listening.
Yeah, I pulled the piece of the car out, and he says, oh... I don't know, this. I didn't even notice where it was missing from. Mm-hmm. It's a thing that does easily come off, and they remove it whenever they have to tow a rogue. They got a tow clip or grip or something in the front. So they take off that little white panel so they can tow the car from the front end. So he popped it back on and said, come in, we'll spruce it up for you when you're ready.
Oh, man, that's great. And this just happens to be when we would normally talk about him. We should mention the phone number, 27 Wreck with the W. So talk to Donnie or Brandon or any of the crew out there at Montgomery Paint and Body, because it's a family business. They're going to take care of you. They're located off the Eastern Bypass on East Shirley Lane.